Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
The outstanding Rich Scarcella, my friend, welcome back. So great to hear you.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing great.
And you have your snow shovel ready?
Yeah, I've got snow blower, and then later in the week I get to use my my lawnmower.
Wow, isn't that something?
Unreal. It really is. All right, so here we are. Mm-hmm. Get to the blue-white game. By the time we get there, the weather's going to be nice. If they can get 50,000 to 70,000 people out, being a nice day, what kind of statement does that usually make about Penn State football in your mind when you see that?
No, I think it shows that Penn State football has a very, very loyal following. If they draw 50 to 70,000 people somewhere in that ballpark, and I think a lot of it also hinges on weather, as you mentioned. The forecast for Saturday looks good. But, I think that has a lot to do with the loyalty of the fans to the program.
All right, so what are you going to be interested in right away? You're going to go through with your check which boxes you want to take a long look at.
Well, I'm not hiding my hometown allegiance. I'm the first and foremost is seeing Nick Singleton.
Yep.
No matter how much
mm-hmm.
plays, I'm really interested in seeing that. I'm also interested in seeing the younger receivers in Caden Saunders and Omari Evans, and also Mitchell Tinsley, because obviously I haven't been able to see him yet. And then the middle linebackers, the middle linebacker competition between Tyre Elsden and Kobe King. And so they're the three things that jump out for me. You know, there are people that are going to be on this team that aren't enrolled yet, such as, is it Demion Robinson? I don't want to mispronounce
that. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, who obviously will add a lot on the edge as an edge rusher. And the other thing, yeah, Deese Isaac. If he plays Saturday, and that's not clear yet, but if he does play, I'm interested to see how he does.
Yeah, it's obviously when you look at the young running backs, Singleton, Catron Allen would be another one as well. What about some of the quote veteran players that would be going into their second year of play, like a Kalen King, believe it or not, is now a veteran.
Yeah.
Akeem Beeman is back out there. Mm-hmm. Players like that, in terms of player development, what are you looking for there?
Well, it's hard to draw a lot of conclusions off a spring game or spring scrimmage, however you look at it, but you want to see effort. Like, I remember last spring game, Arnold Ebikidi, you knew right away, well, this guy's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And that stood out to me, I remember, a year ago. And I'll watch, maybe I won't, other than obviously Singleton and a couple of the other guys I mentioned, I won't necessarily watch anybody in particular, but if a guy like Akeem Beeman, and I know Kalen King has had a very good spring practice, if they do something to jump out, well then, that's obviously noteworthy. I mean, Kalen King, obviously, he had a very good blue-white game last year with two interceptions as a true freshman. So, yeah, I'll be watching. Just kind of keep my eyes and ears open, and just like you, and see, you really look for effort, too. That's the one thing that I look for in the blue-white game, because a lot of guys, they could mail it in, and that hasn't happened much over my time covering Penn State, but I do think you look for effort, and if guys really put out, then that tells me something about them.
How often did you get a chance to see Nick Singleton actually play in person in high school? Because you're covering so much Penn State football. So how often did you actually get a chance to see him?
Well, before last season, I didn't see him at all because I rarely covered high school football games.
Right.
We had more staff reductions. So I covered a lot more high school football games last year. And there were two guys who stood out in my mind, and I saw him, and I saw Nick Singleton play once, against Cocalico, and it was the night he set the Berks County career rushing record. And instantaneously, you didn't have to tell me, oh, that's Nick Singleton. You knew he was different. Yeah, he just flew by a good Cocalico team. He was very impressive. Patience. He didn't carry the ball a lot because they rolled up a big number on Cocalico, and Cocalico had a winning record. It was really a very, very dominating win. But he was impressive. But what impresses me more about Nick Singleton, I've interviewed him in person multiple times, and just last month down at the Maxwell Club press conference before the dinner, he's a very impressive young man, and he comes from a very good family, good people, and he's not a braggart. He's very dedicated and committed to being the best football player he can be. That's his focus. He doesn't think about much else, but he carries himself in a really good way. The other guy I saw, and I saw him more. I think I saw him three times. Was Javen Williams, who's a commit in the 23 class from Wyomissing, offensive lineman. I saw him against Pottsville, Southern Columbia, and then in the state final against Central. And he is impressive. He's a very impressive player as an offensive tackle. And he's only a junior at Wyomissing, but he's somebody to keep an eye on. And a very mature young man, Steve. I don't know if you heard the story. What he told our sports editor, I think I was out of Penn State. I was doing something. I was covering something else. And our sports editor, Brian Smith, wrote the story about him. And he asked him why Penn State. He said, I knew. And he said, I didn't visit anywhere else. I called the other schools. I didn't want to waste their time. Now, where do you hear that? How often do you hear that from a high school junior? Yeah. I didn't want to waste the other kids' time, or the other school's time. Because usually, you know, these kids, they want to take four or five visits. And I like what I have seen from him.
There will be another theme, obviously. This will be the first time that fans and media, you know, will get a chance in this kind of setting to see Bo Prabula and Drew Aller.
Also true.
To then go with, by the way, the improvement of a Christian Veiu. Mm-hmm. So what do you look for? I mean, it's a day. It's a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. So what do you usually take from watching young quarterbacks really for the first time?
Well, I will go back to the Rutgers game last year where you mentioned Christian Veiu.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that struck me more than anything, forget the numbers, it was the way he looked in the pocket and looked running the offense. He played with, to me, an amazing amount of poise considering he hadn't played a football game in 2 years. And that struck me, and I'm sure many others, not just me, but that was impressive to me. And so that's what I'll look for from Prabula and Aller on Saturday, is not necessarily their completion percentage or maybe their speed or anything like that. How do they comport themselves? I mean, we're, you know, obviously I'm 200 feet up or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But you could still see, you know, you could see like, okay, how, you know, are they panicking? Do they look comfortable in the pocket? And if they do at such an early age, well, that portends to good things for Penn State and for them.
You can also even from 200 feet sense command too.
Yes, command. Absolutely, Steve. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and you can see that it's something that, you know, when you're there, you can see it along the way.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the talent on the roster, and of course there's still more talent coming in, as you pointed out, Robinson, Dennis Denai Sutton, people like that, coming into the program. Do they have the talent, in your opinion, that can do some things during the course of the season? I mean, to sit here and predict what that is, you know, we'll all have to wait and see and watch it play out. But do they have the talent to do some things to get some people excited this year?
Steve, are you talking about Robinson and...
I'm talking about the overall team, not just the specific guys.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. It's hard to, you know, because it's... I don't want to say it's an intramural game, but it's an intra-squad game. So it's hard to say. You could tell, though, in some cases, you know, a guy who makes very good plays and shows a lot of talent. But to say, to sit there and watch a spring game, I remember the one year, of course, I've been, like you, I've been doing this for a long time, and I remember one year somebody in the media said, they're going to have a losing season. This is in the press box, quiet, you know, privately.
Right, sure.
And I think Penn State might have been 11-1 that year.
Right.
So you because they didn't look good. Well, it's a practice. You know, it's a scrimmage.
Yeah.
So I don't draw a lot of conclusions. But you can tell certain individuals if they're talented or not by watching them. You know, in that setting.
Here comes a very open-ended question, but you know. I related a story about Jordan Spieth, how he went back yesterday, as he had promised the youngsters. He had promised them before the playoff, I will come back and sign everything. And then he goes off to practice, and it turned out there was a playoff. He ended up winning, went through the ceremony, and then did go back.
Yep.
To his credit. With everything that's going on in sports, and now in the, let's keep it on college sports for a moment, with NIL, the portal, and so forth. Is there when you talk to fans, are they comfortable with the college experience the way it is with NIL? Are they comfortable with the experience of the transfer portal and so forth? Or is it something that if college sports isn't careful about getting some parameters around it, they might lose some fans?
I don't know if they'll lose fans, but do I think that do they like the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness? Let's start with the transfer portal first. I think it depends on who you lose and who you get.
Yes, well, that's true. Exactly.
I think that's what, from a fan's perspective.
Right.
Okay. I think the name, image, and likeness, I don't think fans have been able to wrap their head around it yet.
Right.
That's my opinion. You and I know how it's going to change the way amateur athletics is played and in this country and at the college level. And I don't think many people are really interested in it as fans.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
And I think they should be. You know, because of what's going on. Now, I do understand where Nick Saban is coming from,
mm-hmm.
and I understand where Sean Clifford is coming from, who said last week, you know, you got to be careful that this strictly just doesn't become pay to play.
Right.
And I think there is a concern there, but I think the NCAA, I don't see anything changing that. I don't know if they're going to, you know, put up much of a fight because they lost the court case. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't think fans, I don't know if you feel that way. I don't think the casual college football fan, I don't think they could wrap their head around NIL.
I hear some people, quote, complain about it, but it's not keeping them away from it.
No, I don't.
Right. That's not happening. What I find interesting, and this is something where it's very difficult to document. So this is difficult to document because you don't know what people are doing privately with their money. But I'm wondering over the next 4 or 5 years with the proliferation of more gambling dollars, I don't care if you're putting $25 in a game, $100, or $5,000, whatever, the winning and losing, or even winning but not covering, is going to bring with it more bitter opinions.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, I know. I probably have talked on this show. You know, my father was a gambler.
Yes, I know.
And,
yep.
And you know, it was completely different then. And I don't know. He would dislike certain players, certain athletes, different sports, or certain teams, because they lost when he bet on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could see. Oh, I could see that absolutely. I mean, I think if let's not even say Penn State. Let's just say it's the Green Bay Packers. And you have people betting on the Packers. Let's say this year they go 10-7 instead of 13-4. Okay. Well, those the people who are betting on the Packers are going to be upset, and they're going to be mad at Matt LaFleur and mad at Aaron Rodgers and whoever. And yeah, and instead of just looking at it realistically, just being a fan, okay, this is, you know, you can be critical, but now I've got a financial interest in this, and now I'm upset because you didn't cover. You know, you were favored by 6.5 or 7 points, and you won by 4.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I could see that.
Oh, you won the game.
Yeah,
see, that's the point.
You won
the game. I'll never forget. I'm going back to, I don't know, 85, 86. Bruce Arians is the coach at Temple. Paul Palmer's the running back.
Mm-hmm.
John Schaefer's quarterbacking Penn State. Penn State's a 7-point favorite. They're up 27-25, marching downfield, ding, 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 got to the 3-yard line, took 3 knees, ended the game, and people were booing. Mm-hmm. I'm like going, what are you booing? It was a hard-fought game. They won the game. Somebody said, Penn State's a 7-point favorite. I went, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And with the proliferation of gambling sites, services, however, and that the NFL is now clearly in bed with such sites, and so is Major League Baseball, and so is the NBA. I think it's only a matter of time before college football and college basketball become closely involved with those, or, you know, DraftKings or whoever, you know, from a sponsorship standpoint. I do. I think it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing on Saturday. Should be, you know, hey, look, it's going to be interesting, and the weather's going to be way better than today.
Okay, so I don't need a shovel or some salt in my trunk for the ride up.
No. When it comes to shoveling it, I'll be doing that on Saturday. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Good. Great to hear from you. Great. I look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Hey, thanks so much, Rich.
Take care.